Yeah, we're back on In Focus News Radio, KMAN, talking today to Deb Watkins from the T. Russell Wright's Animal Shelter in this next segment. Deb, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, it's always a pleasure to have you on here. And Deb's, of course, the shelter director. We're going to be talking a little bit about some adoption events coming up. We actually had a successful one recently and another one, this Clear the Shelters event coming up.
Yeah, we are very happy. On August 8th, we had Clear the Shelter, and we adopted out 30 pets. And so we thought we'd do it again. We're going to have another Clear the Shelter, an additional one, on Saturday, August 29th. All animals will be $25 to adopt, and we'll open up to the public at 11 o'clock.
All right. Well, that's great. And in order to keep having these, how are you able to put these on here for the community in order to do, like, multiple of these?
So, you know, things have changed with the pandemic, and so we're trying to stretch them out a little bit more so we don't have as many people in the building at one time. And so last year there was just one big day, but this year we're kind of trying to stretch it out a bit so that that way we can have some animals available on one day and other animals that will become available on August 29th.
All right. And so a lot of those pets, you can, between now and then, you can take a look at those on Pet Finder. Any in particular of note that you'd like to highlight?
Yeah, you know, it's really helpful. If go ahead and look on Pet Finder, but you need to check it every day because absolutely every day we put new animals on the adoption floor. And so just kind of keep looking if you don't see something that you're looking for or a certain type of breed or mix, just keep looking. It is really good to go ahead and fill out an adoption application online. People that rent here in Manhattan and the Junction City area, we always call and check just to make sure that they can have that pet, you know, where they're renting. We always want to make sure that all the pets go into safe homes.
Yeah, so filling out that paperwork online probably just speeds up the process a little bit.
Yeah, it really does. It helps a lot, and the adoption process will go a lot smoother, and that way you can spend more time checking out the animals and seeing which animals fit your lifestyle and which ones you bond with.
All right. The shelter's open now for business. If you go out there, I know because of the city ordinance, masks are required. What other protocol are in place out there right now?
So we're doing great. We're available for adoptions from 1 to 5:30, Monday through Saturday. Masks are required. But anyone's welcome to come in at any time and just walk around. And if anyone would like a tour of the facility, just ask. We'd be glad to give you one.
All right. What's the population at right now as far as dogs, cats, rabbits?
Yeah, you know, we're doing really good. We've got two rabbits. They are really pretty. They're on our Facebook page, and we have 55 cats and 9 dogs in our guardianship.
Okay. As far as having a pet rabbit, how different is that from having a cat or dog? I know most people have cats or dogs. How do you foster a rabbit at home?
Yeah, you know, rabbits are really good for especially grade school age kids because it teaches them, you know, to feed and water them every day, and animal husbandry. It's really nice because you are able to leave them several days at a time if you're taking a weekend trip or something. They're really not very labor intensive, but rabbits really do have a personality and they love that companionship.
We're talking to Deb Watkins here from the Animal Shelter, and you know, it's school's now starting up. K-State began classes this week, and you know, it might be a good time to let people know. This is a good time to remind people to have their animals vaccinated.
Yeah, you know, we are seeing a lot more K-State college students adopting animals, and I get that. You know, they're doing a lot of their classes online, you know, at home, and so, and in their apartments, and we'd love to have them come in and adopt. I do just want to remind everyone in the city of Manhattan that they need to have their vaccinations current, especially rabies, and their animals licensed with the city.
All right. And the licensing, is that the microchipping? Is that how that works?
So the city license is something that you go to City Hall and pay for, and they give you a tag. But the microchip is very important, because what if your dog loses the tag or the collar? The microchip is in your pet for the pet's life, and we can just scan it and know exactly where you live and what your the emergency numbers are and who your veterinarian is. All that information is in that little microchip that's under the skin. So microchipping your animal is really important, and it's really inexpensive.
All right. So very important to do that. Of course, it's probably good to remind people where they can take their dogs or cats if you want to take them out, especially dogs. You know, there's some good pet parks out there.
Yes. You know, there's Fairmont Dog Park, Tuttle Creek. It's called Stretch Dog Park, and that is actually an off-leash park down at Tuttle Puddle. Pico Park has a dog park. Fort Riley, there's a dog park. And Top of the World is a place where people often take their dogs to run. That is in Riley County, not in the city limits. People are often tempted to take their dogs to sports complexes, baseball fields, and places like that to let their dog run. But it is in the city ordinances that animals are not allowed on sports complexes, in the cemetery, or school properties.
All right. And obviously, if you're going to be transporting them, make sure you remember, don't leave them in the vehicles.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Well, anything else we should know, Deb?
We're really excited to have another Clear the Shelter. Again, all animals will be $25 to adopt on August 29th. We'll be available for adoptions from 11 to 5:30. And please come to the shelter and come see the facility and what animals we have there. We are only their second best home. They're looking for their forever home.
Yeah, it's so important to get them adopted out and clear that shelter. I mean, if you got a clear shelter, man, you'd probably do some deep cleaning, huh?
Yes, that's always the goal. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, Deb, always appreciate it. We'll get an update from you here again next month. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right, you too. And Clear the Shelter is happening August 29th. Be sure to check that out. That's just a week from tomorrow. Stay tuned. We're going to talk with Tara Claussen next from the Kansas United Way about an upcoming event that they have here in Manhattan. Stay tuned.